This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Today is Monday, April 13th. What a top public health official is now saying about possibly reopening the U.S. economy, when and how it could happen. We're also talking about the impact of some of the strongest tornadoes we've seen in years, and why Bernie Sanders still wants votes. Plus, why two tech rivals are teaming up to track your smartphone, and what animal shelters are seeing across the country. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, we start with an unfortunate milestone. The United States surpassed Italy in the total number of confirmed deaths, now with the highest reported death toll in the world. More than 22,000 Americans have died. The New York City metro is now the global epicenter of this pandemic. But we keep seeing signs the area has already hit its peak, at least assuming it doesn't have another wave of infections. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says even though the daily death tolls are still high, he's encouraged that fewer people are being admitted to the hospital. In fact, when he spoke about new hospitalizations yesterday, he said the state had recorded the lowest number since it started doing these charts, and thousands of patients have been released from hospitals. New Jersey is second only to New York in the number of COVID-19 deaths and cases. So the state is reactivating medical licenses for recently retired healthcare workers, and it's been asking medical professionals from other states to come and help. Many answered that call over the weekend. The New York Times reports seeing ambulances with license plates from as far as Minnesota and Georgia. Parts of the U.S. could be getting back to business as soon as next month, but if it happens, it won't be all at once. The country's top infectious disease expert said it's necessary to have what he called a rolling reentry, or in other words, a slow opening of the economy. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the process will depend on the status of COVID-19 in certain parts of the U.S., and that relies on health authorities having access to widespread testing. Remember, with more testing comes a better understanding of who is and is not infected, and therefore who might be able to move around more freely. Fauci says the White House Coronavirus Task Force will be able to evaluate the possibilities at the end of this month. For now, national social distancing guidelines imposed by President Trump expire April 30th. Speaking of President Trump, it sounds like he does not want relief funding to reach the U.S. Postal Service. A senior Trump administration official told the Washington Post the president would not sign the $2.2 trillion CARES Act if it had directed money to the postal agency. The USPS employs around 600,000 workers. It projects it will lose $2 billion each month through the coronavirus recession, even though it is considered an essential business. When President Trump was asked about it, he said the USPS has been losing money for a while now, and it needs to find a solution that doesn't include bailout money. Some critics argue, though, this is really about sticking it to Amazon, since the company's CEO has criticized Trump. Remember, Amazon works closely with the Postal Service, and in the past, Trump has said the USPS gives Amazon too good of a deal, although the Postal Agency says not true. Either way, the Trump administration says it's looking into it. And one more economic note. President Trump says a new deal will save hundreds of thousands of energy jobs in the U.S. The Wall Street Journal reports the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Russia all agreed to lead the way in a historic cutback of oil production involving 23 countries. They all promised to withhold a record amount of crude oil from global markets. It's in response to the falling demand for oil due to lockdowns all around the world. And heads up, some economists say it'll mean gas prices will start to go back up. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is said to be making huge strides in his recovery from COVID-19. He was sent home to his country house yesterday after a week in the hospital, although he doesn't plan to return to work right away. In a video posted on Twitter, he admitted there was a 2-day period where, quote, things could have gone either way. He also thanked Britons for adhering to social distancing measures. Meanwhile, one of the country's top scientific advisors said the UK is likely to become one of the hardest hit European countries. So far, nearly 11,000 people have died there. So it may seem the country has a long way to go before catching up to Italy's death toll, which is nearly twice that much. But the government official told the BBC a second or third wave of COVID-19 is probably inevitable for the UK, and a treatment and vaccine is the only true exit strategy. Italy, meanwhile, is showing more signs of recovery. The country just recorded its lowest number of new coronavirus cases in 3 weeks. And for the ninth day running, hospitalizations and intensive care admissions were down. Also, on Easter Sunday, the Pope's Mass was live-streamed online. Pope Francis said, quote, "This is not a time for indifference because the whole world is suffering and needs to be united." Well, back in the U.S., more than a dozen confirmed tornadoes swept through the South from Texas to Mississippi. The storms peaked in Mississippi, where two EF5 tornadoes were on the ground at the same time, only 35 miles apart from one another. An EF5 is the highest possible rating, and less than 1% of all tornadoes are that strong. It means wind speeds top 200 miles an hour. The country hasn't seen any EF5 tornadoes in 6 years. At least 6 people died in Mississippi, and between Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana, hundreds of homes and businesses were destroyed. East of there, the severe weather threat continues today. There's a chance of tornadoes and dangerously high winds in the southeast and mid-Atlantic from Georgia to North Carolina. All right, we have a quick update on the race for president. Former Vice President Joe Biden has won the Democratic primary in Alaska. And that might seem obvious since Senator Bernie Sanders dropped out, but actually Sanders still scored 45% of the vote in Alaska. The state held primaries entirely by mail-in ballots, so that's likely why Sanders had such a strong showing. Many Democrats may have voted before he suspended his campaign last week. In fact, mail-in or not, Biden still has quite a few primary battles ahead. Sanders' name will stay on ballots in a few more states, and he's still telling his supporters to keep voting for him. Why? He's no longer trying to win the Democratic nomination, but he is hoping to win even more influence over his party's policies. By the way, the results of last Tuesday's Wisconsin primaries are supposed to come in later today, so stay tuned for those. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week, Rothy's. Especially in these uncertain times, Rothy's hopes to brighten your day with beautiful, sustainable products and content. And just in case you haven't heard of Rothy's, it's a company making super stylish and sustainable shoes and bags. They're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. I chose a pair of bright red Rothy's shoes that are the most comfortable flats I've ever owned. And they cheer me up every time I put them on because they're so colorful. In fact, Rothy's come in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns, and in a range of styles. And there's more. They're also fully machine washable. Every time they need a refresh, you can simply toss them into the washing machine. So check out all the amazing shoes and bags available now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Now back to the news. Rivals Apple and Google are teaming up in hopes that they can help contain COVID-19. The two are working on a tool called contact tracing. It's meant to alert people if they've been around someone who has contracted COVID-19. So if you sit next to someone on a bus, for example, or stand behind someone in line at the grocery store, and that same person then gets diagnosed, it will let you know and suggest a quarantine. So here's a quick explanation of how it's supposed to work. Sometime next month, contact tracing will be built into the operating systems of billions of iPhones and Androids around the world. Then those smartphones will be able to keep track of all other devices they come close to. That said, you will have to opt in to allow contact tracing to use your Bluetooth and keep this log. Then if you get the new coronavirus, you'll be responsible for letting a public health app know. Then that app will alert all the other phones that came near yours. Google and Apple say the system will not identify you or where you've been. Still, some critics say it's possible hackers could find a way to get that kind of personal info. President Trump says his administration plans to look into the tool further. Apple Maps users may notice a change soon. COVID-19 testing locations are going to start showing up. Apple Maps already launched a way for hospitals, healthcare providers, and businesses to register as a COVID-19 testing location. And once they get submitted, Apple needs to approve it. Then it will show up on Apple Maps. You'll be able to see where a site is, whether it's a lab, hospital, or drive-through site, also where an appointment or doctor's referral is needed. By the way, Apple has already made other changes to its maps as well to adjust to stay-at-home orders. It's now prioritizing search results to points of interest like hospitals and pharmacies, as well as restaurants that offer food delivery. Google searches for dogs and cats have reached an all-time high worldwide. Most of the searches have to do with memes, but people are also Googling how they can foster a shelter animal. And people aren't just curious, they're actually coming through. Some animal rescue organizations told the Washington Post they've seen a spike in the number of people interested in fostering. A possible reason for this? Some people say they finally have the time to care for a pet since their offices or schools are closed. And it's not just good timing for humans, but for the homeless pets, many of whom can't get adopted right now with certain shelters closed to the public. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today we're talking about your taxes. They were supposed to be due this Wednesday, April 15th, but the federal tax deadline got pushed back to July 15th this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. So you have an extra 3 months to file and pay your federal taxes without a penalty. And no need to file for an extension. That July 15th deadline is automatic. But remember, if you are owed money from the government, the sooner you file, the sooner you'll get a refund. The IRS says most tax refunds are issued within 3 weeks, and filing electronically is the quickest way to get them. And one more thing to keep in mind, double-check the deadline to file your state tax returns. State tax agencies have moved their filing deadlines as well, but the dates can vary. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. Thanks for making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine, even while it looks a little different right now. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes or check out your podcast app. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 a.m. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.